Music there from Alarm Will Sound. The new music ensemble will be here in Columbia on December 6th. They count among their members the cellist Stefan Freund. He is also faculty in the MU School of Music, teaches composition. We'll hear from him in just a minute. That was from Alarm Will Sound's new release, Splitting Atoms. Stay with us. We've got a recent recording of Ben Colagiovanni's Groove Machine. The MU School of Music graduate student recently performed that work at the Sheldon Theater in St. Louis. And we've got music from marimbist and MU School of Music assistant professor of percussion Pete Zambito performing his own work, Moods. That's coming up within 15 minutes on Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. My next guest on Mizzou Music is Dr. Stefan Freund. He's the professor of composition at the MU School of Music and the artistic director of the Mizzou New Music Initiative. He's got two exciting upcoming events that we will visit about today. Dr. Freund, it's been a while. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Trevor.
Coming up Sunday, December the 3rd at 7:30 in the Whitmore Recital Hall, the Mizzou New Music Ensemble will hold court. And this is an exciting show because the program is split. There's student works and there's faculty works. Who arranges the program ultimately? Is that you?
Yeah, I am the artistic director and the conductor of the Mizzou New Music Ensemble. So I decide what we're going to program throughout the year. In general, I have a good idea of what's coming up. We usually have a late spring concert in St. Louis, and that's determined probably by August of the previous year. So we know what's going on with that. And then our February concert usually involves music of our MICF, our Mizzou International Composers Festival guest composers, and then working further backwards, that means that we have some student music that we do on our December and October concerts. This December concert, as you mentioned, is all Mizzou music, seven pieces by Mizzou students and one by a Mizzou faculty member.
And those students, are they all in your studio?
Well, we have several different composition teachers right now, myself, Paul Seitz, Carolina Heredia, and Dr. Brett Bowman. So we divide our students up among those faculty. I have three students with pieces on, Ben Colagiovanni, Michael Christensen, and Libby Roberts. Then we have two sophomores, Ethan Forte and Adam Cohen, and they're studying with Dr. Heredia right now.
That is Dr. Stefan Freund. He's the cellist for New Music Ensemble Alarm Will Sound. He's also the director of the University of Missouri School of Music's New Music Ensemble, talking about a concert that the New Music Ensemble will have on Sunday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m. in the Whitmore Recital Hall on the MU campus. I asked Dr. Freund about the process of teaching composition to students in his MU School of Music studio.
We have two strategies. We have, of course, undergraduate students and graduate students. So for the undergraduate students, we begin with a composition class. So in that class, we expose them to a lot of important repertoire and ideas, compositional techniques that they can use towards their own music. And we get them writing right off the ground. So right now I'm teaching the first semester of the composition class, and they have three projects for that class. The first one focuses on tonality, so what kind of scales and harmonies they use. The second project focuses on motivic development. And the third, which we're working on right now, is rhythm and meter. So at the undergraduate level, we have a pretty refined strategy on how to expose students to new ideas and how to get them writing. At the graduate level, I teach the first year graduate students, and of course they already have some pieces that they've already done. So we might revisit some pieces that they already have, reformat them, revise them. One thing that I find in the students that come from other schools is their notation in general is a little bit weak, so we spend a lot of time making sure that they understand the fundamentals of notation, so when they give their music to players, they can get towards making music as quickly as possible, not worrying about what these articulations are, what these notes are, what the tempo is, what the rhythm is, what the meter is, all these kind of questions. Lots of questions in music, obviously. We have a big project that's going to be premiered this Sunday. It's what we call our Words and Music Collaboration. It's a collaboration between one of our English professors, Gabriel Fried, our voice professor, Julia Bentley, and our postdoctoral fellow in composition, Carolina Heredia. They have created teams of poets, composers, singers, and players that will perform these songs. So for each song that's being premiered, We have a poet who's writing the text, a composer who has taken that text and written music to it, a singer who will perform it along with one of the New Music Ensemble members. So these are songs for voice and instrument. In addition to the three student pieces that we have a model composition that was created by Dr. Freed, Dr. Heredia, and Professor Bentley that will be performed by Professor Bentley and our New Music Ensemble pianist. The other three songs are going to be for voice and cello, voice and vibraphone, and voice and alto flute.
There is also a faculty work on the New Music Ensemble program for this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina Heredia, who is making big waves at the School of Music,
yes.
One of her pieces will be performed.
Yes, so Dr. Heredia is our first year postdoctoral fellow in composition. She's leading our composition seminar and teaching private lessons in composition. And she, along with English professor Gabriel Freed, collaborated on this song, which is called Schoolyard Blessing. It's a very cute poem. It's about kids playing in the schoolyard and having fun and scraping their knees and everything else. And so Dr. Heredia and Dr. Freed collaborated to create this piece that will be sung by our professor of voice, Julia Bentley, and played on the piano by our New Music Ensemble pianist, Libby Roberts.
Dr. Stefan Freund has been my guest on Mizzou Music This Hour. Dr. Freund, thank you for making the time to visit today.
Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it.
And tune in next Wednesday at 6 p.m. for an interview with Alan Pearson. He is the artistic director of Alarmwell Sound, previewing their December 6th return concert here in Columbia.